So we have read this passage.
那么这段经文呢，是耶稣骑驴进了耶路撒冷，然后呢，出了城之后发生的一件事。So
this story is about Jesus came into the Jerusalem and on his way out of the city.
那么耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷呢，大家应该很熟悉啊，是一件大事。
So the story about Jesus came into Jerusalem, probably you know that well because it's a big event.
四个福音书都记载了。
It's recorded in four Gospels.
那么耶稣咒诅无花果树的事件呢，虽然呢只记载在马可跟马太两卷福音书里。
So the cursing of the fig tree, even though it's recorded only in Mark and Matthew,
但是还是有相当的重要性。
But they're still with great importance.
我们不要误认为这好像只是一个插曲。
So don't look at this as if it's just a side show.
他并不是说耶稣在受难之前不是有一周的时间吗？进出耶路撒冷，中间好像就这么一个插曲。
So don't think this is just because of Jesus was there for a week and this is just one of the small event.
其实是耶稣在那段时间呢要传的信息的一个很重要的部分。
Rather, that is a very, it carries a great important message that Jesus was trying to convey.
他要借着那个无花果树要传一个重要的信息。
She's trying to tell us an important message through this fig tree.
那么耶稣咒诅无花果树这个事件是令人困惑的。So
it's kind of puzzling actually for Jesus to curse a fig tree.
因为读者很自然的反应是那棵无花果树显然是无辜的嘛。
So many audiences probably would react by saying, why cursing an innocent fig tree?
那耶稣为什么要咒诅它而且到枯干呢？
And why does Jesus want to curse such a tree and even until it's withered?
那有兴趣的读者会很自然的就要去看看马太福音里面的记载呢，是不是能够解答这个问题？
So many want to probably dig deeper into the book of Matthew and see if the account in the Matthew may explain the reason why.
结果却会看到更麻烦的问题。
But then you will actually find even more challenging issues there.
就是什么呢？两位作者的记载呢，有相当的冲突。
Actually, the two authors has a different, conflicting record account for this event.
那比较温和的说法是，不一致的记载。
A mild way to say it is they have some inconsistent records.
近代这个福音派神学界，他对于圣经本身的难题的处理，有点好像越来越敏感。So
the evangelical circle, those commentators, they probably are taking this very with great sensitivity.
所以一讲到圣经记载那个之间有什么冲突矛盾，通常就要把它改成比较温和的词汇，像不一致，甚至于叫做什么内部的张力。So
they try to describe that in a very mild manner, saying there's inconsistency or there's an internal tension.
因为怕被贴标签嘛，所以说你看，这是内部里面圣经内部有的张力，我没乱说，这是圣经的东西。
So they don't want to be labeled, so they would say that's some internal tension.
那么马可和马太这两卷福音书对于耶稣咒诅无花果树这个事件呢，有三个明显的差异。
So there are three differences you can see there between the book of Mark and the book of Matthew.
你看，一个呢说，这个事情呢是在清理圣殿前，so, 另一个说呢在圣殿清理的第二天早晨。So
one book says this happens before the temple cleansing, the other one says it's a morning after the temple cleansing.
马可福音说不是收无花果树的时候，那马太也没讲这句话。So
in the book of Mark, it has a sentence saying that this is not the season for figs, but in the book of Matthew, that word was that sentence was not used.
那马可说呢，是第二天早上看到树枯干了。马太是说什么？树被咒诅了，立刻枯干。
So in the book of Mark, it says the next morning they saw the fig tree withered. And in book of Matthew, it says the fig tree withered upon the cursing.
Hey, 你说这是不是更麻烦?
So don't you think that's kind of troubling?
那么这些差异呢,一多少就会冲击我们对于圣经的一些基本观念了。
So it may have some impact to how we understand the Bible.
很自然的问题就是,哎,圣经是神的话,不是吗?
So a natural question is, isn't the Bible the Word of God?
那么全能的神所默示的圣经,对于这个,哎,那个,怎么乱按指?哦,对,对于这个同一件事情的记载,怎么会有冲突矛盾呢?
So how can there inspired words of this Almighty God has inconsistency between the books for the same event?
明明是同一位全知的圣灵带领人写下来的，应该要一致才对啊。
Isn't this all-knowing spirit-inspired the authors? Should be consistent?
要不然神就不是神，就圣经就不是神的话了嘛，大概就只是人的话。
Then shouldn't we conclude that maybe the Bible is not the word of God, rather that just some are written by some human being?
这就是所谓什么黑白分明啊，非黑即白的理性思维啊。
So this is what we are rationally thinking, whether either true or false.
那么产生了五花八门的解释。
That causes all different kinds of interpretation.
结论其实就是什么呢？两位作者都没错。
So the conclusion is that both of them are right.
问题是说服力有限，因为呢解释多半过于牵强。
But then that is conclusion is not convincing because the reasoning is stretching.
其实啊，我们在日常生活中啊，灰色地带的经验是远多过于黑非即白吧。
Actually, in our daily life, the gray areas are far more than our the black and white.
所以我们没有必要把圣经限制在我们的理性框架里。
So we should not limit the Bible with the framework of our rationality.
那么圣经记载之间的差异呢，其实可以帮助我们了解神借着人用文字记载信息的观念。
So actually, it helps us to understand how God uses our human being to to write the Bible through all this conflicting information.
神既然用有限的人记载他的话那么就表示呢，他容许人的有限性呢，表现在圣经的记载之中。
So since God has used our limited humanity to write the inspired word, and then implies that it will allow that limitation to be expressed in the Bible.
我们不是被教导说神用人写圣经，但是不把人写作的人当机器人来用，对吧？
Didn't we say that God inspired the authors, but they do not dictate how the author writes?
所以人的有限性必然也会表现在圣经的记载之中了。
So the limitation of human being will be manifested in the Bible.
其实不只是圣经，任何的记任何的记载呢，都可以看到作者表现出来的人的有限性。
Not just the Bible, any writing will carry this same limitation that expressing the limitation of human being, a human author.
我们来看最常见的影响记载的两个人的有限性
So let's see the important two factors that limit give us that limitation.
第一个就是作者背景。
One is the author's background.
记载是会受到作者的文化和知识的影响。
So the account will be limited by the background of the author.
那么文化就包括了语言和风俗。
And it including the culture.And language.
所以像譬如有的圣经里面其实有些地方有幽默感的，我们可能不觉得很幽默，因为语言的障碍。
Maybe there's some humorous writing in the Bible that we cannot recognize because our limitation to that language.
所以呢，不仅是圣经，要了解任何记载呢，都需要知道作者的背景。
So not just Bible to understand any writing, you need to know the background of the author.
然后呢，就是无法完全客观。
So the second factor is that you cannot be totally objective.
对于一个事件的记载呢，通常是作者根据第一手或者是收集的资料加以筛选的结果。
So the writing is actually based on the author's first-hand experience or the collection of through his filtering of his collections.
一个事件的目击者、现场者、采访者啊，对于同一个事件的描述是会有差异的。
So the eyewitnesses versus the people who collect that information, they have different views, they could have different accounts of the same event.
比如说啊，这个时候突然那边有一声巨响，路上有一个巨响。
So let's assume there's a sudden big noise outside.
而且呢，那一声巨响之前有很急的那个刹车声。
And then you hear there's a great noise of the braking of this of some vehicle.
我们第一个直觉就是车祸。
And the first impression we have is that there's a car accident.
然后我们出去看。
So we went out.
那么我们看到的是什么？车祸已经发生过的现场。
So we saw that the accident afterwards.
我们没有看到事情发生的过程。
We didn't see what actually happened.
那么当时有人可能在那里亲眼看到了。
There may be eyewitness who saw that.
也有人可能在那里，但是什么呢？他是背对着呢，只是听到声音才转身的，他也没看到真正的发生过程。
So, but there are also people standing there, but when but the person was not facing the looking at the accident when it happened.
过一下，电视公司的车子来了。
And then later on the TV, the how do you call that car? The car from the TV station came.
然后记者开始访问现场的人。
And then the reporters start
reviewing. 你说我们讲的跟那个当场看到人讲的大概会有差别吧？
So when he start talking to people, you will see that people us and versus them will have different account of the same event.
然后晚上电视新闻出来了。
So when the TV news was showed was shown in the evening news,
看到整个过程的
and the whole event was displayed.
看我们只看到现场的
versus the only the piece that we see.
还有就是说根本完全没有在场的
and for those who were not even around,
看的报道的感觉都不一样。
They all have different feeling about the same reports.
那么那些完全不在现场的人呢，他根本无法判断记者讲的到底是对是错，反正就是听了就是了。
So those people who are not around, they cannot really tell whether the reporter was telling the correct things.
所以呢，读圣经和其他的记载都要判断呢，作者对事件的描述啊，从主观的体会到客观事实之间的程度。
So even while reading Bible, we need to judge or discern the distance between an subjective observation to the fact behind it.
才不会有过于偏差的结论。
So that we won't come to a wrong conclusion.
好，我们看一个例子啊。
Let's take an example.
这是讲到圣经对以色列国以色列国盛世的一个记载。
So this is a Bible record when the Kingdom of Israel was great.
王上啊，十节二十章二三节说，所罗门王的财宝和智慧比天下的列王都大。
So it says here that King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all other nations of the earth.
啊，那么天下列王，它的原意原文是地上所有任何的王。
So the other kings of the earth is talking about all other kings on the earth.
这是一个历史事实还是一个主观描述？
Is this a historical fact or whether it's a subjective account?
那基督徒当然很自然说，只要神给他智慧，他当然可以比任何人都聪明。
So the Christian probably will conclude that if God want to give him the wisdom, of course he can be wiser than everyone.
只要神给他财富，那他当然可以比世界上所有的王都有钱。
So if the treasure comes from God, then of course he can be richer than all other kings.
但是你有没有注意到， 神给一个人财富的时候，好像不是从天上掉钞票下来，对不对？
But you can see that God did not really give someone become make someone rich by dropping monies from the sky.
因为钞票还是必须由银行发嘛。如果钞神就变钞票，不是在做伪钞吗？
But if God was dropping the money, wasn't he just counterfeiting the money?
对，他还是要有把财某些财产转移到你那边去嘛，对吧
？So he needs to transfer some money from one place to the other.
我们的话就是说，感动了某些人呢，来帮助你嘛，对吧
？So in our words, we may say, "Oh, God has moved someone to help you."
事实上呢，财富这种的一个王的财富呢，常常你要看什么？他这个国家的实力，对吧
？So the king, the richness of a king usually depending upon how strong a kingdom is.
好，那我们下一句话呢更有意思。
The next sentence verse is even more interesting.
全地上的人都想求见所罗门一面，要听他的智慧，就是神所赐在他心里的。
The whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom of God had put in his heart.
好。那么你觉得当时全世界的人都知道所罗门，也都渴望想见他一面吗？
Do you think that everyone in the on earth that in those days knows about King Solomon and want to seek audience before him?
所罗门的盛世大约是主前九百五十年。
His time of Solomon is around 950 BC.
当时中国是西周穆王时期。
At that time, Chinese is in the Zhou Dynasty, Western Zhou.
Yeah. 那么周穆王想见也想见所罗门一面，求智慧的可能性有多大
？Do you think that the emperors of Zhou also want to seek audiences before King Solomon?
所以这显然是作者的主观体会。
So obviously, this is the author's objective, a subjective of a feeling about this.
神容许这样的记载，是为了显示所罗门王时代是以色列国最辉煌的盛世。
So obviously, God allows this to show that in the Israel, in the history of Israel, King Solomon indeed has the greatest power.
那么所罗门王的确扩张以色列国版图，超过他父亲大卫全盛时期的两倍。
So it's true that Solomon has expanded the kingdom territory more than twice than his father's territory, King David.
深色的地方是这个大卫的版图。
So the dark shaded area is King David's territory.
浅色的地方呢是这个所罗门增加的版图。
So the lighter shaded area that is the expansion of King Solomon.
但是在客观的比较之下
But in a very objective comparison,
即使那么兴旺的以色列国也只是一个地区性的王国。
Even with such a great prosperity, the kingdom of Solomon's kingdom is a regional kingdom.
面积大约是中国浙江的三分之一。
So the size of the Israel is about one third of Zhejiang province of China.
那么当时中东其他国家的版图和人口都超过以色列。
All other great kingdoms around it has much more populations than Israel.
所以呢，所罗门的盛世呢，在历史的以色列啊，所罗门的盛世只是一个兴盛的地区王国。
So in the history of Israel, even the at the his peak of the kingdom, King Solomon is a prosperous regional kingdom in those days.
历史上的以色列没有条件成为大国。
So in the history of they don't really have that ability to become the great destination in that region.
他必须依靠神兴盛。
And they must rely on God in order to prosper.
因为在圣经里面，神对这件事情讲得很清楚。
So in Bible, it actually says very clearly.
申命记七章七节说，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
So in Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 7, it says, the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples.
所以以色列不可能靠自己能够成为一个什么大帝国，甚至于大王国。
So Israel cannot become a great kingdom by themselves.
我们如果知道作者的背景呢，就能够理解主观的记载呢是神容这样的一个主观的记载是神容许的。
So they so if we know the background of the author, we know this subjective description of the, that kingdom is acceptable, allowed in the Bible.
列王记的背景啊。
So if we look at the background of the kings,
他是在完成在以色列人被掳归回之后文士以色拉的时代。
So it's written around the time of Israel post-exilic time.
那么亡国的以色列人当然会很缅怀国家过去的辉煌啊，他们大部其实他们只是听到过当年有多辉煌了，那个在那个时代的人早就都会死掉了、啊、
So those people at the time they only remembering those great old days because people in the king in the kingdom of Solomon they all passed
那么神容许如此主观的记载来激励当时亡国的以色列人。
So God allows such a subjective writing to encourage Israelis at that time.
那么这样就让我们知道呢，圣经记载的字面的意思呢，主要是针对写作的原始对象。
So we know that that Bible's writing is the primary audience is those people who are reading it in those days.
我们是要从写作的背景来看到对现今我们的意义。
So we need to understand that through the lens to look at those event.
所以以色列的兴旺不是靠国力武力，而是靠神。
So we know the conclusion is that the prosperity of Israel is not depending on themselves, but depends on God only.
你想想看，以色列的地理位置本来就是一个很麻烦的位置。
So if you look at the geographical location of Israel, it's a very troubling area.
他的邻居的某个民族兴盛起来，向外扩张的时候啊，他是必定首当其冲的。
So a great nation around them, once they rise up, they become the first people they invade.
Yeah, 那个埃及要向北。
So the Egyptian, they want to go north.
然后亚述、巴比伦要向南扩张，都要经过以色列。
So the Syrians, they want to expand. They will have to go south, and they will pass through Israel.
所以啊，神如果让以色列周围的民族自己有麻烦，他们就不会找以色列的麻烦。
So if God allows the surrounding nations to be in trouble, then they won't have time to trouble the kingdom Israel.
那如果以色列自己好好的敬畏神的话，就能兴旺。
So and the if the people of Israel they worship God faithfully, then they will not be in trouble.
同样的，耶稣教导我们，他的国不是地上的国。
In the same way, Jesus taught us his kingdom is not kingdom on earth.
这约翰福音18:36说的。
So it's in the book John 1836.
那么所以暴力武力呢不能够使教会和基督徒脱离逼迫的势力。
So military power cannot help the Christians to escape the persecution.
唯有神是我们真正的依靠。
But God is our only reliance.
我们回到耶稣咒诅无花果树的事件。
So let's come back to the story of the fig tree.
两卷福音书记载的差异性主要是在于事件的次序，并不影响事件的真实还有意义。
So the order of the things happen may be different in two places, but the truthfulness of the story and the message will not be affected.
那么马可福音是经过考证公认最早的福音书。
So the book of Mark, according to our investigation, is the earliest gospel.
马太福音有55%的内容呢，也出现在马可福音里面。
So about 55% of book Matthew also recorded in the book of Mark.
当然有些细节上的差异。
Of course, there are minor differences.
那么《使徒行传》12:25说什么？约翰是马可的另一个名字。
In Book of Acts it says, Mark has another name called John.
那么，然后呢，在13:5说什么？在《使徒行传》说约翰 也是那马可是巴拿巴和保罗的助手。
So and in Acts it also says this John, also named Mark, is the helper of Apostle Paul and Sarah.
这个和合本好像用的是帮手啊。
So in
英文应该是一样的了。
It says helper in the in Chinese Bible.
那么这个希腊字呢，其实是有秘书的意思。
So in the Greek, that word probably can also means the secretary.
所以马可被认为在文书记录上呢比较仔细。
So Mark is considered to be careful about his recording.
他会注意事情的次序和细节。
So it knows about the details of the event.
所以我们就以马可的记载来看耶稣呢咒诅无花果啊这个事件。
So we will use the book of Mark see how the story of Jesus cursing the fig tree.
那么十一到十二节的记载是啊，在是这样啊。
So in the verse 11 and 12 it says this.
耶稣在进耶路撒冷城的第一天呢，巡视了圣殿和周围。那么天色晚了，他就跟门徒出城去了伯大尼。
So Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple court. He looked around and everything, at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day,
他们就从伯大尼出来去耶路撒冷。
So the next day, I said, leaving Bethany.
经文没有说确切的时间，就是说耶稣饿了。
It didn't say exactly when, but it says Jesus was hungry.
那么可能是耶稣那天早餐没有吃或者吃的太少，也可能在已经快要到午餐的时间了。
So maybe because he didn't have good breakfast, but maybe or maybe it's around the noon time.
好，那么十三节说什么呢？
So what does verse 13 say said there?
耶稣远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下竟找不到什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果树的时候啊。
So seeing a distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs.
那么通常我用这个打在这个投影的这个英文呢，是用的是 NIV, 因为大家比较熟悉 NIV。
So usually I put NIV versions on the PowerPoint because most of people are familiar with it.
我用的是 NASB.
But this time I'm using NASB version.
因为它比较接近原文。
Because it is closer or more faithful to the original text.
因为这一节经文在 NIV 里面呢，把找着什么呢改成找着果子。
So because in this version, in this verse, NIV says it tried to find some fruit.
那么不这不符合原文，原文没有果子这个字。
In original text, there's no word fruit in there.
那么这应该是一个不小而且有叶子相当明显的一个无花果树。
So it should be a pretty big the tree with leaves.
因为从远方就能看到嘛。
Because you can see it, Jesus can see it from far away.
耶稣似乎要在这个树上找什么。
So it looks like Jesus want to find something on the tree.
可是当他到了那里呢，显然没有找到想要找的。
And obviously when he was there, he didn't see the things he was looking for.
然后呢，经文说不过有叶子。
It says there are but leaves on the tree.
那么，所以那棵无花果树有叶子，吸引了耶稣去找什么？但是叶子并不是耶稣想要找的。
So the tree has a lot of leaves that attracts Jesus to look for something, but apparently leaves are not the things that Jesus was looking for.
那么，经文始终没有说耶稣到底要找什么，只有说不是收无花果树的时候。
So he didn't really explicitly say that what Jesus was looking for. It says, rather it says, it is not the season for figs.
当时就在逾越节之前呢，的确不是收无花果的时候。
So it is true that during the Passover season, it is not the season for figs.
你看以赛亚书二十八章四节有这么说：下令以前出熟的果子。
So,
无花果树，夏令以前出熟的无花果。
So in the book of Isaiah, it says like will be like the first ripe fig prior to summer.
那么这里又是一样用 NASB， 为什么呢？因为 NIV 呢把夏天这个字呢去掉了。
So again, I'm using NASB here because NIV missed the summer there.
所以你读 NIV 的时候要注意啊，
so,
它容易读。
So when you read NIV, you need to be careful too.
但是跟这个原文的差距比较大。
It's easier to read, but it is further away from the original text.
会把不该加的加了，或者不该减的减了。
So it may add or miss things.
好，那么既然在夏天之前的无花果树属于初熟的，那么逾越节当然不是无花果的季节。
So if Passover has only the first fruit, then obviously in Passover there will be no fig. It's not the season for fig tree.
那么主耶稣应该知道逾越节的时候不会有无花果。
So Jesus should know that during the Passover there should be no fig in the fig tree.
那又为何要咒诅那棵无辜的无花果树呢？
And then why he would curse that fig tree?
那么关键在于耶稣想要找什么呢？
The key things to know is that what is Jesus actually looking for?
所以根据实地考察的资料呢，巴勒斯坦地区主要品种的无花果树呢，在春天它会生出小的叫假果啊，真假的假。
So according to our study is that during that time Passover in spring, the tree will grow something like fruit, but they are not real. They are superior fig.
对，那么那个是一个植物的一个植，就是学植物的人大概知道叫 spurious fruit 啊。那么其实呢，它是对内开的花啊，因为我们不是要开花才结果吗？那个其实是花，但是它是对内开的，所以看起来像假果。
So it's a superior fig because it has a flower that grow internally and outside it looks like the fruit.
那么这些小荚果在脱落之后呢，才会结真正的无花果。我们不是花要谢了才会结果吗？所以同样的道理啊。
So the fig tree the fig the fruit comes after this superior fig falling off the tree.Then you will have the real ones.
所以呢，这种小荚果呢，在今天以色列的希伯来文名称是 pagay 啊。
So the name of this spurious fig in today's word is called pagay.
那么这个字在圣经中没有出现过。
This word does not happen in the Bible.
那么无花果树在春天如果已经颇多叶子却没有 pagay 呢，这一年就不会结无花果了。
So if a fig tree that have a lot of leaves and but they don't have this superior fig called pagay, then you cannot expect it will have the real fig in later time.
这个 pagay 主要的成分是淀粉。
So it is pagay has contains mostly hypocalorie things.
那么有一点甜味。
So it tastes a little bit sweet.
不怎么可口。
It's not very tasty,
但是可以充饥啊。
But you can use it to fill your stomach.
无花果树的主人是不在乎有人来摘他的 pagay 啊。
So the fig tree owner probably won't care if someone to pick the pagay.
可能对他有帮助。
Maybe even help them.
但是等到结无花果的时候，他就不让你摘了啊。
But they won't let you to pick.The fig tree when actually have the is on the tree.
所以呢，有机会去以色列的话呢，注意哈，在那个期间呢哈，那么到今天呢，巴勒斯坦的穷人家孩子会在无花果上找 pagay 呢来填肚子。
So even today, if you go to Israel, you will see that the poor people, their kids will pick the pagay to stop their hunger.
经文中说，耶稣饿了。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus was hungry.
并没有说耶稣告诉他们说我饿了，对吧？
He didn't really say Jesus told them that he was hungry.
显然是有什么样子的事情让他们知道耶稣饿了嘛。
There's something indicating that to them that Jesus was hungry.
那么显然是什么呢？啊，往一个颇多叶子的无花果走去要找东西的话呢，对当事人来讲就是什么？就是在找 pagay 嘛，能够填肚子。
So, to them, it is obvious that when they are marching toward a big fig tree at the time, you are looking for pagay to eat.
然后耶稣对那棵没有 pagay 的树说啊，从今以后呢，永远永没有人吃你的果子。
So, Jesus said, from now on there will be no one eat from the tree of this from this tree.
你觉得这句话是说给那个树听的吗？
Do you think that Jesus is actually talking to the tree?
你觉得那树会什么反应？冤枉啊，冤枉啊！
So what do you think the tree will react? It will say, I'm innocent.
当然不是了，对吧？
Obviously, that's not the case.
耶稣显然是说给门徒们听的嘛。
Obviously, Jesus is talking to the disciples.
那棵树有可能呢，不是附近唯一有枝有叶子却没有 pagay 的无花果树。
So it is very likely that that particular tree is not the only tree that was pagay and leaves.
它就是被耶稣选中，用来预表后面要发生的事。
And but Jesus chose this tree in order to signify and use it for the future event.
那棵树啊，应该不会有什么感觉嘛。
So I think that tree probably doesn't have any feeling.
只是我们是觉得它挺倒霉的了。
It's us that feel that tree is really has a really bad luck.
然后接着呢，十一章的十五到十八节就记载，耶稣把圣殿做买卖的人赶走了。
So in later verse 13, starting from the verse 13, it talks about Jesus chased away the money changers.
圣殿的功能是让人到神面前认罪献祭的。
So the purpose for the temple is for people to come and offer and to confess.
但是呢，圣殿被大希律王修的是富丽堂皇。
But the temple at the time was rebuilt by this great
然后用来变成赚钱的机器。
Great king at the time and become a money making place.
来献祭的人要先被剥削一层，剥削一层。
So whoever comes to here to offer will be ripped off first.
他们要献祭的话呢，要在圣殿买高于市价的祭物。
So when they come to offer, they need to buy things to offer with much higher price than the market price.
那么奉献呢，必须要兑换圣殿接受的钱币。
So to offer money, you need to exchange it to those coins that are acceptable by the temple.
那么耶稣虽然清理了圣殿，但是知道做买卖的只是暂时被赶走了。
So even though Jesus has chased away those merchants, he knows that it's just a temporary thing.
那些利用圣殿啊，那个赚钱牟利的这些祭司长、文士们呢，仍然在掌权。
He knows that those people who are in control of the temple, like those scribes and those priests, they are still in control. They are still in power.
圣殿已经失去了它该有的功能了。
And this temple has lost its main reason to exist or function.
所以，当耶稣和门徒走出圣殿的时候呢？就是在马太福音后面了我们今天没有读到的，就一个门徒向耶稣赞叹圣殿的雄伟壮丽呢，耶稣却咒诅圣殿要完全被毁坏。
So in Matthew that day we didn't read this part, but when they left the place, one of the disciples was adoring that greatness of the temple, but then Jesus cursed that temple to say that there will be one day there's no stone on the other.
经文说，耶稣从圣殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说：“夫子，请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇啊！”
So in Bible it says as Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings!"
但是耶稣看到的是已经失去功能、徒有雄伟外表的圣殿呢，就如同那个颇有叶子却没有 pagay 的无花果树，绝对不会结果子了。
But to Jesus, this magnificent temple was just like a fig tree with leaves.
所以呢，耶稣回答说什么呢？
So, this is how Jesus answered that.
你看见这大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁。
So, it says here that, do you see all these great buildings? Replied Jesus, not one stone here will be left on another.
耶稣咒诅虚有其表的圣殿呢，对应啊，耶稣咒诅徒有叶子的无花果树。
So Jesus cursing the temple is just the same way he cursed the tree, the fig tree with only leaves.
被耶稣咒诅的无花果树连根都枯干了。
So that tree withered to the root.
预表圣殿和整个献祭制度呢，即将被神废除。
It signifies that the whole temple system will be abolished soon.
所以后来当然我们也知道啊，神殿被罗马人全部毁掉了。
And later we know that happened. The whole temple was destroyed by Rome.
然而呢，当时的门徒呢，当然觉得啊，没有去想到这样子的圣殿也会被毁的事情。
And of course, disciples at the time wouldn't think of that. This such a massive grandest temple will be destroyed one day.
所以他们的注意力并不在于无花果树被咒诅的意义。
So they didn't pay attention to the meaning of the cursing of the fig tree.
而是他们非常的惊讶，耶稣这个能力呢，既然是能够行这样一个神迹啊。
Their attention was on that miracle that after the cursing the tree withered.
你咒诅什么什么就死了，这个能力了不起。
So they say, wow, you're so powerful, you curse something, that thing's just die.
那耶稣就对他们说，要信服神。
So Jesus just told them, you need to believe in God.
原文是说要对神有信心。
In original text, it means that you need to have faith in God.
因为他们中间有些人呢，将来会看到这个圣殿被毁。
Because some of them actually will witness the destruction of the temple.
所以希望他们后面会记住，耶稣告诉他们，你们对神要有信心。
So maybe at the time they would remember that Jesus one time tell them you need to have faith in God.
因为这个信心包括了相信还有忠诚。
So the faith actually means both have faith and also be faithfulness.Be faithful.
那么这个就不会因为圣殿被毁呢而丧失了对神的信心和忠心。
And they will not lose their faith and faithfulness to God after they witness the destruction of the temple.
真正相信神的人呢，必定会对神呢忠心，也会看到神的能力。
They will people with faith will see the power of God.
那么二十三啊，最后的这两节有讲到什么？耶稣所说的话，简单的来讲就是什么？信心是可以移山填海了啊。
So the end of this is basically saying, the faith of can move mountains.
啊，这显然也是一个比喻的说法嘛。
This is probably just like an analogy.
那么。事实上啊，今天呢，你用怪手跟推土机就可以移山填海了吧？
But of course today you can use the bulldozers to move mountains.
你看这个什么南海仲裁案，你看什么菲律宾、中国跟越南，每个都在那个礁都越来越大，越来越大，对不对？都在移山填海嘛，对吧
？So you can see that in this South China Sea, everyone is building islands that there the island become bigger and bigger.
你的怪手推土机能够移山填海，并不需要劳驾神了。
So you don't even need to bother God. You just use the bulldozer to expand to move mountains.
耶稣的意思是呢，相信神和对神忠诚的人，面对的困难即使巨大如山呢，也能看到神会把这个巨大的困难挪开。
So Jesus is saying that people with great faith, when they face challenges, God will move the mountains for them.
那么我在两年前呢和各位分享过，千象教会有参与了一个那时候叫海燕台风之后的菲律宾赈灾。
So two years ago, I think I shared this with you. Southern Oak Church they participate in a project to help rebuilding of the after the typhoon in Philippines.
那我后来也有机会实地的了解，去那边了解了灾情呢。 看到一个贫穷的小教会的聚会主堂完全被毁坏了。
So I was able to participate and witness that there's a temple that is completely wiped out during the typhoon.
那那个教会的会友们说，他们本来就贫穷啊，那么在风灾中损失惨重啊，那根本没有力量重建教的那个会堂。
So the church people are saying that they were not rich to start with, and they don't really have the money to rebuild.
他们坚持就继续用破旧的一个副堂来敬拜神啊。
So they have used the secondary place to continue to worship God.
白墙那边的话呢，就是原来的主堂。这边这个都比较破旧的一个小房子呢，其实就是他们的副堂。
So the white wall was the original sanctuary. The right hand side, the shed area, is their secondary meeting place.
当时呢，就把这个主堂的这椅子都搬到副堂去了。
So they moved all the churches from the original sanctuary to this shed.
那么菲律宾是个天主教国家，那么基督教会呢是属于弱势的群体呢，缺乏外来的援助的。
So, Philippines is primarily a Catholic country, and the Protestant church is considered to be minority, lack of funding.
他们知道这个重建会堂是遥遥无期了。
So to them, this rebuilding is it's just a dream.
他们相信，但是他们相信神会听他们的迫切祷告。
But they believe that God will listen to their prayer.
那么我回来以后呢？就有和天向教会分享这个事情。
So when I came back from there, I shared that with the brothers and sisters in Southern Oak Church.
那么天向教会和他们是非亲非故啊。
So they are the Southern Oak Church is not related to this church at all.
神却感动了弟兄姐妹奉献，帮助他们重建会堂。
So nevertheless, God has moved the people in the Southern Oak Church and help them to rebuild the church.
然后在2014年呢，八月就资助了他们$10,000。
So they raised the $10,000 for this church.
那么他们自己也从其他的地方得到了有大概8,000多元呢，买建材，一共加起来买建材。
So they also raised another $8,000 from somewhere else.
会友就是奉献了他们的劳工。
So the congregations they chip in labors.
但是在2015年初呢，因为材料费用完了，就被迫停工了。
So in 2015, they spent all the money in the material, so they have to stop.
后来神又感动了前向弟兄姐妹再奉献了3,000多元。
So God has moved the church's Southern Oak Church people.
在六月的时候，2015年就是去年六月汇给他们了。
To give them another $3,000 in June.
然后一个多月后呢，那个教会就发来了一个感谢祝福的一个 email， 而且还附上了相片。
So and then after that, the church sent an email with thank you notes and the pictures.
那么新教堂在那个时候基本已经完工了。
So by that time, the church is basically completed.
Yeah, 这个新教堂呢，显然比他们原来的呢。更要来的大那而且呢也看起来也气派
So the church it looks much better compared to the old one.
你看它这个里面啊，
So you can look at the inside.
这个是还有二楼。
And they even have a balcony inside.
对，然后对，所以这样一个教会新盖的这个呢。绝对是远超过他们的所求所想。
So this is far beyond what they can expect.
然后在去年的11月，他们为新堂举行感恩礼拜。
So they have a dedication service in November last year.
几乎是海燕台风袭击菲律宾2周年。
It's about two years after the typhoon hit the Philippines.
你想想看在那样的环境中
So imagine this in those in that circumstance.
神让这样一个新的会堂在2年不到的时间里完工，对附近的社区是多么有力的见证。
So it is such a great witness to the people around them in that area.
谁会觉得那样一个贫穷的小教会有能力恢复再重建一个教堂是这个样子的？
So who can imagine that the poor church would have that financial ability to rebuild such a beautiful church?
这是他们给倾向教会的感谢和祝福啊。英文是原话了，中文是加上翻译。
So this is the original from the original thank you email from them in English. The Chinese was the translation.
他多谢你们的善意和慷慨，感谢你们使得这些事情变为可能啊。那么他们这样说是因为有很深刻的感受。
So they say thank you so much for your kindness and generosity. Thank you for making all these things possible. Of course, they say this because they have a lot of feelings about it.
那些弟兄姐妹显然经历了神的大能，神让他们神让他们认为不可能的事成为可能。
So obviously they have a great appreciation to God because they think God has made the impossible things possible.
他们重建会堂的材料费一共是美金22,000多。
So the total cost for that is the material wise is about $22,000.
你说在我们美国的话，教会能做多大的事情啊？翻修个厕所可能都不够。
So with that money, we probably cannot barely remodel our bathroom.
实在是不算什么。
It's really nothing.
对他们却是无比的沉重。
But to them, it's a great burden.
就像是阻挡他们重建会堂的一座大山。
It's like a great mountain, preventing them from rebuilding the church.
然而，因着他们的忠诚、信心和祷告，神把那座大山挪开了。
But because of their faithfulness, consistent prayer, God has removed the mountain before them.
他们不仅感谢，也为迁向教会的弟兄姐妹祝福。
So they not only thank God, but they also bless the church of Southern Oak.
我们绝不会忘记你们的帮助，会常常在祷告和心里纪念你们。
So we will never forget your help, and that we will always remember you in our prayer.
为你们迁向教会的生命归荣耀给神。
So we pray for your church and may glory to God.
我希望也相信啊。
And I believe.
那么 Santa Barbara.这就是这个教会的弟兄姐妹，就是各位呢，也会是其他教会感谢和祝福的对象。
And this church will, meaning you, will become the blessing and also the recipient of such thank you note.
好，各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣在无花果树找 Pagay 又有什么意义
？So what does it mean for Jesus to look for Pagay in the fig tree?
经文说耶稣饿了，对我们是什么意思？
What does it mean when Jesus said he's hungry?
圣经只有三处说耶稣饿了。
There are only three places that talks about Jesus is hungry.
第一个是耶稣在旷野禁食四十天。
The first time is when he fast in the wilderness.
第二个就是耶稣咒诅无花果树之前。
Here we see that before he cursed the fig tree.
第三个是在马太福音25章。
Then in Matthew chapter 25,
耶稣说他饿了，有人给他吃，因为那些人是在坐在最小的弟兄身上。
He says that if hungry and he received the food because those people are feeding those doing that on the little brothers.
所以当我们周围有人在困境中需要帮助的时候
So when there are people around us need help,
耶稣希望能够看到我们有服侍神和帮助人的功能。
So Jesus wants us to have the function and heart to help people in need.
就像无花果树要有结无花果的功能。
Just like the fig tree is supposed to bear fruit.
圣殿要有带领人来敬拜神的功能。
Temple needs to have the function and to have the function, allowing people to worship.
耶稣在找什么
？What is Jesus looking for?
他要在我们中间看到。
He wants to see in us
对神的信心。
Want to see a faithful heart
对主的忠心
for God and loyal heart for the Lord
对人的爱心。
And loving heart for people.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Jesus, we give thanks to you.
你借着这段经文激励我们。
You encourage us through this passage.
我们要有你儿女的形样子。
We need to have your image as children of God.
我们也要有你门徒的功能。
We need to have the functions as your disciples.
但愿你在我们身上都能找到你想要找到的。
May you find in us what you're looking for.
信心、忠心和爱心。
The faithfulness, the loyalty, and the love.
我们祷告不配，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.